ChaosProductions.com.
A magazine and radio will lead the way. Our polls, awards, and TV will surely get you seen. The Polls family is where you need to be.
Polls Productions is a platform for all. An online space that answers the call. Music of every genre is there. It's a place for artists to show.
Hey, you guys, this is Vanessa M, and we are live here on Pose Radio with music artist Alisticia Leandra Robert.
Hi, how are you?
I am so fantastic. How are you?
I am amazing. And you know what? Pronounce your name one more time just so I make sure I said it right.
Alisticia.
Yeah. Awesome. So I know we've got like some really cool things to get into today. But before we go, you know, deeper into your music, we want to know a little bit more about you and your background. What first drew you to music?
Oh my goodness. Since childhood, like I have always just adored music. I mean, I still see myself as that five-year-old me who is rocking out to Twisted Sister, We're Not Gonna Take It, and screaming it at the top of my lungs and annoying everyone in my family because I love that song so much. And anytime Twisted Sister comes on, I just stop whatever I'm doing and it's a full blast. I mean, I have wanted to be in music since I was a toddler. And I mean, I come from a very, very diverse background. I took a DNA test last year and found out some deep truths that I was like, oh, so I wasn't over exaggerating, and I wasn't. So all the things that the parental unit had said was that I was picking up that wasn't. She lied. So, yeah, she lied big time. However, I'm grateful for the half of her DNA that I got. So, but I also like got to, you know, get past that, and I'm still working through it because that's a deep wound to have the woman who gave birth to me lie to me about my, you know, who my father is and was and all of those things, and being able to reparent myself and reparent my kiddo as well, and just, you know, be able to be myself and be who I truly want to be and who I was meant to be at a very young age. When I was a kid, whenever I was like, I was under the age of five, and I remember telling her I wanted to be called Allie. Mm. And because my given name is Callie, so it's C-A-L-L-I-E. And I was named after my great grandmother on my dad's side over her nickname. And her given name was Sarah Caroline. And I can trace my lineage back all the way. I mean, I can go back way, just really far back. Mm-hmm. And I love that for me to be able to know, you know, where I came from and include everyone, because I don't come from just that Eastern European or that Western European. I also have, you know, deep roots. I have indigenous roots. I have African roots. And so it's, I don't deny any of it. I just don't deny any of it. I've always loved music. I love classical too, but there's only one classical artist who I love, and I love Chopin, I love Bach, I love, you know, Mozart, but above all, it's always Ludwig van Beethoven.
Wow.
Who, yeah, who really, really just stands out. And then it turns out that I'm genetically connected to him. And I was like, well, there you go. There's that.
Makes sense.
It makes sense as to why I can do all the things. Like I can, even as a kid, I was, you know, I had a stereo. I spent a lot of time in my room. I spent a lot of time reading. I would read the Encyclopedia Britannica. I would read National Geographic magazine. Like I would go and flip through the pictures and everything like that. And I would read just a lot. And understanding myself, when I did tell my mom under the age of 5, or my biological mother, that I wanted to be called Allie, and she refused. It became a huge, like, your name is Callie Leanne Owens. And I'm like, but I get that, but I want to be called Allie. And it was like, she wouldn't do it. So I get, and even as an androgynous person myself, I get why she did those things, because of her upbringing, because of what, you know, she experienced as a child. It doesn't excuse it. It just gives me the understanding that I need to be able to be like, that's her. That's not me. That's mm-hmm. her experience. I don't have to go through that. Exactly. I'm not going to go through that. I'm not going to put my kid through that. There's none of that that really resonates with me, other than like, I will focus on the good stuff. And you know, let me light some more sage. I've been lighting sage, and I lit the Palo Santo. And yeah, so as a kid, I would sit there and I would listen to my 45s. I remember having the Everly Brothers, Kathy's Clown, and Only It's You. And just loving every single bit. And my childhood best friend and I would sit there and argue over who got to listen to what side first. And, you know, she's like a sister, and I, you know, and she's 2 weeks older than me, and I still love her, and I still talk to her and everything like that, because that's never going to stop. Oh. And, but yeah, we would sit there and we would listen to music. Especially if I was grounded, if I wasn't allowed to listen to music, if I had to sit on the edge of my bed for hours at a time or days at a time, and, you know, writing out sentences. So like looking at that, I'm like, that's not really a way to parent. That's a way to like distract a small human who's growing and exploring their world, and their brain mm-hmm. is still in development. And that's not really parenting, and it's not discipline, and that's just, you know, nothing of that sort. So, but like, I would sit there and I would test out the stereo system that I had at that time, and it has a tape deck, and I had a record player with it and everything. And I mean, I had Thriller. My sister, actually, I think she still has all of my vinyls. So I don't have any of the vinyls, and I'm like, I really want my vinyls. I do have vinyls, but they're Grand Ole Opry, and I love Grand Ole Opry. I have Charlie Pride. I love my Charlie Pride records. I have Tammy Wynette. I have Elvis, he's a cousin. He's a distant cousin, but he's a cousin. And that DNA test showed me a lot about who I am and what I'm here to do. And it's music, and it's not for the likes or the followers or the listeners mm-hmm. or anything like that. It is about it's about utilizing the wounds that I have. I'm choosing my words extremely carefully here. The wounds that I have experienced in my childhood, and alchemizing those wounds into healing. And by doing that, I write lyrics.
Wow.
So when I alchemize the trauma, when I alchemize the wound, I can come up with a really, really good lyric. I'm like, that's a really good lyric. And then I start channeling. And then I'll like, hang on, I want to open a circle. And so then I'll open a circle and I will just start channeling. My first, I would say it's my first like full on written out song, Letter to Me, was meant to be an acapella because I'm like, I don't know what beat needs to go with that. Maybe that's something for another time. And that one I wrote on 420. I didn't have any cannabis, so I was sober. And I opened a circle and it took me 7 hours.
Wow.
I did it in one day. One day. And I mean, it was my first, the rap part, I'm like, okay, I don't want to put, I mean, I do get inspiration from other artists, but I try and stick to my own fountain and wealth of inspiration within me. And I kept hearing Doja Cat's, one of Doja Cat's songs. And I was like, no, that's not going in here. I'm not putting that in here. That's Doja Cat's. I want to do my own, but it had, and I'm like, but I want to do my own. So I kept fixated on my own. Even though I'm like, I can still hear that one rap. And I'm sorry, I'm blanking on the song. But it's one of Doja Cat's. And, you know, I was like, no, I still don't want it. I want mine. But that one, you know, it took me like 7 hours in ceremony. And I can be in ceremony for like 8 hours at a time.
Wow.
And for some, if no one's ever been in ceremony space, it's literally just setting aside, the doubt, the fear. It's setting aside the anxiety and it's allowing my true self to come through.
Nice.
And so, yes. And so before we started the interview today, I actually opened a circle for myself and to be able to do the interview.
Wonderful. I love this. Oh my goodness. I mean, Anastasia, I mean, you've done so much within your career. I mean, you're also currently, you know, going to school at Drake University. You're trying to earn your BS in criminal justice.
Yes.
Can you tell me, you know, how has, you know, attending school, and I know school is a lot of work, whether you're doing like online work and then your projects and everything, how has that work and school work involved had any effect on the creation of your music?
So the last 3 quarters, I was just go, 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 go. And the first quarter was last summer. I had something guided me to go check my credit score. And so I went to go check it. And I had applied for the loan forgiveness in October of the previous year. And it was my student loans were completely wiped out.
Wow.
On my credit score. And I'm like, what? And so I immediately called my school. I didn't call anybody else, but I called my student. I just called the school. And shout out to Miss Clara. I love you so much. When I told her about my journey and about, you know, I need to get back into school, I ran out of funding in 2017, 2018. And for that to be forgiven, for me to be able to go complete my school, because I was like 56 or something like that percent complete with my degree. And you know, I think I'm at 68% complete now, because I just completed another quarter. And I thought I was going to graduate in winter quarter next year. No, it's going to be like fall next year. So I'm it's next year. I this has been a long time coming. But then I realized like the second quarter through, in fall quarter, I don't need to keep putting my music to the side. I don't need to keep putting it on the back burner until the right time. Now is the right time. It's always now.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I mean, I'm classically trained. I went to choir in junior high and high school, and I was classically trained for 4 years. So 2 years junior high, 2 years high school. And then I switched to photography. And I don't regret it. Like, I know how to develop my own film, like the actual, you know, like the old, like the actual film, whenever they would do, you know, like developing rooms and stuff like that. So I know all of that stuff. I don't mind digital, because digital, you get the crispness and just there's no... you don't have to deal with dust, and you don't have to deal, because that's the biggest thing, you know. And I don't regret taking the music courses, because I knew from an early age I wanted to be a singer. I wanted to be up on stage. I enjoy being up on stage. When I was in junior high, I actually led, which I have to give me props for that. Well, I wanted there to be like, it was a winter concert, and you know, we were, you know, we had done the Lion King entire musical ensemble. We had done Aladdin, the entire musical score in junior high. And I wanted, like, I was like, can we do a solo, or can I have, you know, can I do a solo or a trio? And I guess I didn't want to be up there by myself. And so I grabbed, I approached two other choir students and said, hey, do you want to do Tim McGraw's, do you want to sing Tim McGraw's Don't Take the Girl with Me at the winter concert? And they were like, yeah, yeah. And so they're like, but we don't want to go first. And I'm like, that's okay. I'll go first. I'll go first. I'm okay with that. And so I remember whenever I first started singing, and it was a cappella. There was no background music. There was no orchestra behind us playing.
Wow.
It was just us three up there doing the a cappella or singing the a cappella. And I went first, and then we went down the line. They got to choose which area they wanted to sing. And I was like, abso-freaking-lutely, just whatever. I you guys are really talented, and I wanted to bring you in on this. So that's pretty much what this is. And I remember the first time I started singing, like the first words, and I was looking at my choir teacher, and he just smiled like, oh my God. And then it made me smile, because I wasn't as confident in my singing as I am now.
Okay.
Yeah. My biological mother, when I would listen to Sarah McLachlan, Mirrorball, on repeat in my room, and learn how I taught myself how to do the tone pitch naturally, she would tell me that I sounded like a dying dog. So,
wow.
Yeah. So I didn't really have that confidence that I have now. And now my voice, you know, since high school and after high school, I would go and sing karaoke. And it was a couple of years before the shutdown that I wanted to start singing and writing my own songs and performing my own songs in front of a packed crowd. And, you know, whenever I go to karaoke for me is like a warm up. Karaoke for me is like, I'm just exercising the gift that God has given me. And I haven't been to karaoke since. I'm sitting here going, I really need to go to karaoke, because that was my way of like celebrating and like giving myself me time, and you know, because I love to sing. And just ever since I was little, and now I'm doing it. I even remember as a toddler playing, was it Barbie Fashionista back in the day in the 80s, where you had the plastic plates, and they had like, they were like stamps, and you had to like get the paper, and then you would trace it back and forth, and then you would color in and make your own stuff. I'm doing that now. I'm doing that now. And so I'm just living my childhood dream. That's perfect. That's how you heal inner child wounds.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know, of course, with your music now, you're currently working on some new music. You have a current collaboration with DM Nick. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the collab?
What I will say is that he invited me and he reached out to me, and then I asked him what he needed to, you know, to add to his beautiful song. And he told me, and I was like, okay, this is what I'm feeling into. This is what I'm being guided to do. I haven't done it yet because I'm on the last couple of days of my spring break, and I really want to enjoy every morsel. Mm-hmm. But I'm enjoying this moment right now. So, I wanted to give him a shout out because he is over on BandLab, and that's how he found me, over on BandLab. I don't have it in front of me. I don't have his artist name in front of me. Hang on. Mm-hmm. I can spell it for the listeners so they can go and check him out. Because really, really super talented. And I'm like, you chose me? Okay. Okay. Okay, you chose me. All right. Let's see what we can do. So it's DM, so it's capital D, lowercase M, and capital N, TX, lowercase T, lowercase X, capital X, lowercase X. That is how you spell his artist name. And so I'm excited about it because this is going to be like my first one. And I know it's going to be amazing because I'm going to use the last 5 years of my metaphysical training to create and to help, like, to make this beautiful piece. It's not even me doing it. I feel like what he wants is the thing that he can give it. Like, I can't give that. but what I can do is I can add my gifts and talents to the piece because it is beautiful. And I'm like, it's great as is. And I know that I trust his wisdom on that, mm-hmm. where he's wanting me to add what he wants me to add. And I'm like, okay, but it's not going to be mine. It's going to be yours.
Right.
And I want you to add it. So it's going to be kind of like an inspiration of, here, I'm going to put this in here and I want to see if you like this. And if you don't like this, that's cool. I'm okay with that. I can, you know, I'm cool with it. It gave me the opportunity to learn another language through Google Translate.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because he's Spanish, and I have that Mexican heritage. And so what I really want to do is I want to reach out to him and ask him what his, you know, like, does he know, you know, what native language besides Spanish, because Spanish we know is from Europe and not mm-hmm. the traditional Mexican, which, you know, English archaeologists called Aztec. And so I want to know, like, the native language so that I can speak the native language.
Oh, nice.
In the recording. Yes. And I'm going to use Google Translate to do that, because while I may not have the right time, or I may not have enough time set aside to be able to learn an entire language, I can use Google Translate and it's super easy. So there is nothing stopping me from using Google Translate whenever I don't know what the words are. So
awesome. So can you tell us, I know, of course, you did tell me this before, that mm-hmm. You know, you're learning as you go. So you're, mm-hmm. you know, still creating as you go. Again, you're still doing schooling. So you being a learner is nothing new to you. You're something that you're someone who can pretty much absorb information and take that mm-hmm. knowledge and to create it into something that will benefit not only you, but others.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I know that you've been learning about distribution, you know, like distributing your music, your projects. Is there any advice that you could give to, you know, those that are interested in, you know, becoming their own artist in their music journey and they're aspiring to get started, but they're pretty much lost? Is there any kind of advice you can give to them?
Absolutely. I am reaching back and pulling forward people who are, or individuals who want to create their, who want to start their own music. First, they don't need a big, huge, fancy studio. I've got BandLab and I have N-Track. So what's on one is not on the other and vice versa. So I have both and they're affordable. Like they're $15 a pop each per month.
Wow.
So super affordable. Reverb Nation is great for networking.
Good.
Okay. I really feel like it's great for networking. I distributed my demo through Reverb Nation and it was 7 months and TikTok still had not approved. It was still pending for TikTok.
Wow.
And I was like, what's going on? Don't understand this. And before I even reached out, I was like, what's my best course of action on this? My best course of action was to be able to go to BandLab and just start creating that way. I still have the access to N-Track and I can create on N-Track and then port it over to BandLab. But I can go into BandLab immediately as well and just sit there and do the thing on my phone. And it's, for me, I'm just playing with buttons. I make it play. I do. I make it play. I make it playful. I make it fun. I don't sit there and focus on the streams. I don't focus on the royalties. I just focus on having fun in the moment. Nice. And what can I create with this, you know, with this looper, or what can I create with these MIDI packs or what have you? When it comes to equipment, I got my mic from, I believe it was AliExpress, like in 2020.
Okay.
And then I switched over to Temu because it's, they offset the carbon. They do a price match. So if the item that you bought lowered in price, they give you the difference.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. It's, you know, you can get free returns. It doesn't take as long. It's like maybe 2 weeks. Most of it's shipped from the US. I'm not, the only thing that I support Amazon in is the Amazon Prime and for like watching movies, but I rarely ever buy on Amazon anymore. But the cord that I have is a C-type cord for the specific mic that I have. And it's like a regular plug and play mic. It's a professional mic. And then the biggest gem that I can give is it is a foam encasement around your microphone that gives you that studio quality sound without having to have a huge space, without having to get the foam for the foam squares and gluing it to your apartment. Or even you can even glue it to particle board or plywood and then hang it, because you can totally do that for renter friendly. But if you don't have those types of spaces, it's an encapsulated, it goes over your microphone, it covers it completely, and it gives you that studio sound. And it's very affordable. It's a very thick, dense foam. It is worth every penny. I got that on Temu. I got the cord on Temu because I needed to update my cord to match my laptop that I bought. The laptop that I bought is it's a Lenovo. It's a Lenovo Yoga 7.
Nice.
And okay. It is worth every penny. I bought it with my student loan refund.
Nice.
And it folds backwards. It has touch screen. It can be a tablet. It is very, very versatile. It holds a lot of data. You know, I don't really want to do cloud storage because I just, I, you know, I prefer having it in a place where I can, it's like a tactile type of thing for me. As far as distribution goes, I will say that Band Lab's distribution is way quicker. I have already distributed, I'll give you a couple of names of the couple of titles that I've already distributed. And I actually have a new one that's been distributed too. So when you're on Band Lab, it's free to sign up. The $15 a month gets me the opportunities, the same type of thing that I get over on Reverb Nation. But it's a better value. So I have Alchemy that came out, and it's only about a minute long. It's not that long. It's a really good, like, whenever I listen to it now, even though, like, okay, so the rough cut, it was just off of my phone mic. I didn't even plug in my professional mic, my studio mic into it.
Okay.
And then yesterday I edited it so that I put in some effects so that I could soften that roughness a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and have it sound more crisp, clean, clear. And I go off of intuition. So I go off of what sounds good to me and what feels good to me at the same time. Does it sound good? Does it feel good? If one is missing, then I keep going.
Nice.
I've got That's My Jam, my favorite. I can't even express. That one is now over on TikTok, and it's on Facebook, and it's on Instagram. And that was after 3 days.
Wow. Okay.
As opposed to 7 months. So that's why I'm like, I'm just going to keep Reverb Nation for the networking part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I've got Time's Up. I've got, because that one was, so That's My Jam. I had some issues with it over on TikTok. Somebody had claimed it before. And I'm like, that's my song. You can't, yeah. So then I filed a complaint with TikTok. And then I came up with Time's Up. Because over on TikTok, when you follow me, you're going to see how I handle things. When things come at me and I'm like, I didn't conjure this.
Right?
I didn't conjure this. So then what I do is I alchemize it, and then I came up with a song. So I basically did the thing. And then I've got Get Up, Get Down, and that one is released. And then I've got In the Groove and Flow of the Universe. That one is like, I love it.
Wow.
I've got Warriors Dance, and that is definitely, when you first start listening to it, it definitely gets to the primal center of the brain, and it helps you to reconnect to our ancestors, our ancient ancestors, who would dance around the fire. And who would hold ceremony around the fire, and the elders and the medicine and the shaman, you know, the medicine people who are also known as shamans. Shaman is a word in many different indigenous languages that it simply translates to seer and a person who walks between worlds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So, I mean, it's in my birth charts, it's in my DNA, and I have the certification as a shaman. I was trained in the Quechuan tradition of shamanism, and it was a year-long course. So, but wow. I would definitely say that if anyone who is wanting to start with Band Lab, start with N-Track, get you some good equipment, it's affordable now. You don't have to have a lot of money to be able to fund your own musical dream. And as far as distribution goes, go with Band Lab. It's quick. They review it. They let you know if there's anything that needs to be changed. I would definitely say that if you're going to put parental advisory on it, I would say that you should put that on a different album cover, because they're going to flag it as it's not your own.
Wow. Okay.
And then do not put your middle name in when you are describing who is the artist. So it's just your first and your last name. You have to make sure that you own the art, even if it's AI art, even if it's, because I use a lot of AI art, And I love the way I do it because I use my androgyny. And I have photos of myself as a man, and I'm like, who is he? Just, oh my God. And then he wants me to make, I wouldn't even say he wants me. He makes me want to be a drag king. And so that's what I'm doing.
So that's really cool. Yep. That is awesome.
I also wanted to give a shout out to Yugo, who sold me my laptop. When it comes to equipment, also get yourself a really good set of monitoring headphones for you to be able to listen to your recording playback.
Yep. Stacia, oh my goodness. I'm just so like ecstatic. I'm so glad we were able to talk today. I think it's amazing that we're able to meet you. Everyone finally knows you. And welcome to VIP. Welcome to Pulse Radio. We're so excited for you and your journey. Thank you so much for spending time with us, Anastasia. And have a lovely day. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much.